Do you have any pets?
I do not have any pets right now.
Do you have any hobbies?
I do. I love to read when I'm at home. When I have time, I like to make jewelry for myself or for presents for others. And I like painting and decorating.
How many kids do you have?
I have 2 children. I have a daughter who's 5 and a son who's 3.
What are their names?
My daughter's name is Anna and my son is Jack.
How old are they?
Well, they're 5 and 3, aren't they? So Anna's a kindergartner and Jack's in preschool.
What is your favorite food?
Well, that's a tough one. But I always say everything is better with cheese on it, so I guess cheese.
What is your favorite color?
Red is my favorite color, but I really love all the colors.
How has your life been different from you'd imagined?
How has my life been different from what I had imagined? Oh gosh. I don't know. I think when I was probably your age, I thought that I might write and illustrate children's books. And even though I love being an art teacher, maybe someday I'll still do that too. I think I could do both.
What is your hardest thing you have ever had to do?
Oh gosh, the hardest thing I've ever had to do. The hardest thing I've ever had to do was to say goodbye to somebody special to me.
Do you have any favorite stories?
Any favorite stories? If I think about a favorite book, one of my favorite books is The Hungry Caterpillar. And I love the illustrations, but I also love that, we see that through time, we can all grow and change, just like the caterpillar became the butterfly.
Who is your favorite relative?
Oh my goodness, my favorite relative? That is too hard to choose, but I do hold my family very close. They're all very special to me.
What is your favorite, the most important lesson you've learned in life?
I think the most important lesson I've learned in life is that you're never ever going to be sad if you chose to be kind to others. So no matter what else you do, no matter what your job is, no matter where you live, if you choose to be kind, you can sleep well at night and know that you did good things during the day.
What are your dreams for me?
My dreams for you are that when you leave Durban and then go through school and decide what you want to do as a grown-up, that you spend your days feeling good about what you've done each night and you feel that, gosh, I worked hard to make the world a better place.
Are you proud of me?
I am very proud of you, and I'm really enjoying this conversation and the idea that this is a way that we can help learn about each other in our Durban community, so this is really cool. Thank you for choosing me to participate.